Let's do spin jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Well, they come in from far and near. Pam sent us a joke from Tucson. Chris Meyer in St. Charles, Missouri. Gary Kelso in Tinley Park. Ed sent us a joke from Leote, Kansas. Thank you, Dana in Grays Lake, Southside Limey and Oak Forest. Larry and Lori of Palatine, they go by L Squared, sent a joke. Reed and Palatine, Brian Pentecoff and Gurney. Gail Nanaka in Orland Park, Diane Paul, Dave Carr in Canada, sent us a joke. I got one here from JP in Tennessee and Rick Merrick in Muskegon, Michigan. Have you ever noticed no matter where you are, an order of barbecue always comes with slaw?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a fan. It's like inevitable.
Yeah, you could say it's Murphy's Law. What did the turkey say to the hunter on Thanksgiving? Quack, quack. Hey, here's some fun. Confuse your doctor. Put on rubber gloves when he does.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a clerk at a hardware store, and John Williams will star as a customer.
Could you tell me what gets rid of grime and stains?
I'm only a cleaner.
Oh, sorry, I thought you worked here. Of all the canoes out there, volcanoes are the most dangerous. Wait, what?
Hey, John, where do pickles go to buy a car?
Funny you should ask, Andy. I happen to have the answer to that. Go ahead and ask again.
John, where do pickles go to buy a car?
A dealership.
What's a gherkin's favorite TV channel?
Pickleodian.
What's the most dangerous brined vegetable?
Excuse me?
What's the most dangerous brined vegetable?
I seldom get asked that question, Andy, but I know the answer. It's the crocodile.
Now, I'm wondering if you've ever been asked this question before, but
okay,
why do
me.
Pickles wear glasses?
Because without them, they'd go brined. According to my chocolate advent calendar, there are only 4 days left until Christmas. Hey, here's a guaranteed way to walk out of a casino with $1 million.
Okay.
Walk in with $2 million. I'm working on a new form of government, Andy, and this is what we're going to do now. I know a lot of you got up this morning going, boy, I wish John would come up with a new form of government. Here it is. It's called Everyone Pays Taxes to Dolly Parton, and then she just kind of takes it from there.